Om Shanti. What would be the highest, yet most practical, and therefore most essential, truth that we need to be practicing these days? My own research has identified one such truth, but to grasp it, it's best to look at its components. So the first component of this highest yet most practical truth is that I am light. It's back to the basics because we know that that's what the soul is. I, the soul, am a tiny point of light. But what does it mean? What does it mean practically? It means that lightness is an aspect of my truth. There's even a cartoon about this. A human being is asking an angel, "How are you able to fly?" And she says, "It's because I take myself so lightly." Instead of the way we humans can end up taking ourselves so seriously. So lightness, I am light, practically speaking, means lightness is a truth for the soul. How do we end up with that kind of lightness? We know it's through the enlightenment that Baba gives us. But then, which aspect of enlightenment can make me so light, can safeguard this beautiful quality of lightness? It's this. Whatever is happening is good. I am good. The Father's good. The drama is good. The family is good. It's this whole aspect of how the universe is not a hostile place. It is not. Within the unlimited larger picture of it all, every single second of the drama is just for the benevolent, the benefit of all. It's a benevolent drama, moving us forward individually and collectively. And sometimes I think that the whole of our study is just to prove this to ourselves. Because it's one thing to understand it, it's another thing to test it out, prove it to ourselves, and even beyond believe it, accept it for our lives. It changes everything to be able to bring such an empowered lightness to whatever's happening. And that brings us to a third component. And that is that as a tiny point of light, a soul playing a part, in this awareness, I'm free. I'm free of the roles, I'm free of the stories, but I'm even free of all my bondages, all the karmic accounts, all the karmic debts. There was one point that Baba shared a few months ago, which really struck me. He said that this awareness, that I am good, the drama's good, the Father's good, the family is good, this awareness works like scissors to cut all your bondages. So in soul consciousness, this awareness of myself as a point of light, I'm really free. I'm free to be, just to be the pure light that I am. I'm free to be with God in the home of light, in the ocean of light, ocean of love, ocean of peace. I'm free to be the pure light that I am. And so those are the components, all the components of this highest, most practical, and therefore most essential truth that we need to be practicing all the time. I am light, meaning lightness is the truest aspect of my being, meaning I'm free, meaning I'm carefree. Everything is good. So why do we need to be practicing this particular truth? It's because as we head to the end of the cycle, Bhava's made it very clear. To sit on his heart throne, to enjoy the ocean that he is, to come into my angelic form, my Brahman form, the deity form, the eternal form, any one of these aspects of truth, I need to be doing it now in a second. I have to be able to catch it in a second. So how will we do that? How will we be able to transition consciousness in a second or less? This is the methodology. All we need to do is focus. Bhava uses this word sometimes, not just concentration, but focus. So this is like the focusing in we do with a camera lens. Or, for example, our Zooms. Now everybody is getting so versed in doing Zoom meetings. But this is another kind of Zoom. We need to zoom in to this light that I am, this lightness. This light is surrounding me, coming from God, the ever-pure one who is constantly radiating these beautiful rays of light. But this light is also in me. I also am radiating these golden rays of light. It's just that in my case, that light would be a little bit buried under a certain amount of darkness. But all I need to do is zoom in to those rays of light inside me and even surrounding me. Focus in on that, because just with that focusing, just with that zooming in less than a second, it's as if I come into resonance. It's as if there's an alignment. And then I can go anywhere, into my deity form, the Brahman form, his heart throne, the soul world, any place. As he says, the speed of the soul is faster than a rocket. It's not even a thought. It's just this feeling of lightness. Just tune into it and see the magic that happens. Om Shanti. I withdraw from my physical senses and I come into the awareness of myself as a tiny point of light. Eternal point of light. And in this awareness, it's very easy to leave the throne of this corporeal form and enter another world and another throne, the throne of my highest consciousness, my home of light. And I'm just sitting here with my Supreme Father, who is also a tiny point of light, eternal light. I, the soul, the beloved, the supreme soul, in our home of light. There would not be any place where I could experience such peace, such safety and security. I, the tiny point of light, Baba, the tiny point of light, sitting here together, this is the experience of eternity. This is the experience of God's eternal light. And the experience of my eternal light.
are not the mistakes that I have made, or any of the things that caused me pain. I am not the pieces of the dream I left behind. I am light. 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 Hey, yeah. I am light. I am light. I am not the color of my eyes. I am not the skin on the outside. I am not my age. I am not my race. My soul. Of it all.